TR's News Collective.
At large.
Is that too short?
No.
At large.
From CITR's News Collective. Lola, why don't you try it?
Sick. You're listening to At Large from the News Collective at CITR.
You have shown that good landlords budget for repairs and pay for them out of existing rents, and you have provided copies of Regulation 23, which shows that landlords who have extra expenses can apply for extra rent increases. And you have shown that when developers threaten to stop building rental housing, that rental housing is pretty expensive anyway. And guess what? They get to set the first rents anyway.
Bring him in.
And we're just trying to keep it. One person, I let one reporter in. And I put several people in. We're just trying to keep it.
What's the number?
Let them in.
What's the number?
Vancouver City Hall, Tuesday, December 4th. As Councillor Jean Swanson carries out a press conference just outside council chambers, activists come into conflict with security. The guards are preventing folks in the hall from entering the media room and hearing Jean. But as the security guards concede to the crowd's demand, it's clear who's in charge. Jean Swanson, longtime poverty advocate, activist, and now Vancouver City Councillor, championing the rights of renters, the half of Vancouver's population who live precariously. I'm Alex DeBoer. You're listening to At Large.
My name is Sarah Sagai. I'm a steering committee member with the Vancouver Tenants Union. Today, we send a signal that 2 decades of developer-controlled City Hall has come to an end.
Yes.
Jean Swanson's motion to ban rent evictions by strengthening the TRPP and calling on the province to implement vacancy control has opened the gates of the City Hall to the underrepresented members of the public.
City Hall was packed to hear debate on a motion titled Protecting Tenants from Rent Evictions and Aggressive Buyouts. Essentially, this motion demanded the city keep track of buildings when they're bought and also provide information to renters about their rights as tenants in such cases. Additionally, the motion states that landlords cannot end leases or increase rent during a period of renovation. And Section D of the motion states that the City of Vancouver should lobby the Province of British Columbia to implement a form of rent control known as vacancy control.
I am a member of the working poor. My current rent is reasonable, but it already consumes 50% of my income.
Successful organizing by the Vancouver Tenants Union brought dozens and dozens of Vancouverites at risk of losing their homes out to speak to the media and make their presence known in council chambers.
As Canadians, we are supposed to have safety nets for those less fortunate. I implore our city councillors, do the right thing and build one by passing this motion tonight.
At 5 p.m., debate began over Jean Swanson's motion titled Protecting Tenants from Rent Evictions and Aggressive Buyouts. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Alex.
Hey there. So we were both at City Hall this past Tuesday reporting for CITR News, but you were inside the actual City Hall chamber. where council was debating and where most media were sitting. And I was actually outside the media room where the majority of activists were sitting on the ground looking at the TV monitor on the wall to see what was happening inside because it was being live streamed.
Right. So the motion originally numbered Motion 10, but moved and revised into Motion 12, faced debate just after 5. And the first thing to happen was an amendment by Green Councillor Pete Fry, which actually enhanced the motion.
Right. I remember him making that amendment. But what exactly was the amendment?
So he requested that city staff examine what more can be done to prevent dem evictions and aggressive buyouts in addition to preventing rent evictions.
Right, right. Some sort of subtle distinctions there. And I believe there was some cheering in the media room in response to that amendment. And then we moved on to another one, which was put forward by Green Councillor Adrian Carr.
Yeah, that's right. And that was a fairly benign motion. So in Clause D of the motion, which requested vacancy control, Carr simply suggested, instead of lobbying the provincial government for vacancy control in the entire province, City Hall should lobby just for Vancouver.
Right, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Because, yeah, we don't necessarily want to determine how rent policy is established in other cities in British Columbia. But can you remind us what vacancy control is?
Yeah, absolutely. So vacancy control is when rent is tied to the unit, not the tenant. So right now, if a tenant moves out, the landlord can raise the rent as much as the market will bear. So if you lived in an affordable place, your rent might have been $600 per month, but after you leave, the next person could be forced to pay $1,000 a month.
Right, right.
With vacancy control, rent has a limit based on the unit itself, regardless of who lives there.
Right. And then after that, I believe Kennedy Stewart, now our mayor, made an important amendment, did he not?
He did indeed. So Mayor Stewart actually deferred Section D of the motion, which is what we were just talking about.
Right. Yeah. The section that demands the city lobby the provincial government for the right to implement vacancy control.
Yeah. And so Stewart said that Section D ought to be deferred until further research by city staff can be conducted. He also suggested more research and legal oversight be put into Section A1 of the motion as well.
Okay. And Section A, if I recall correctly, said that the tenancy relocation and protection policy be extended to all forms of rental accommodation. And currently the policy only applies to a certain section of rental properties.
Yeah, exactly. So City Council will meet back in March to discuss A1 and D of this motion.
Right. And why do you think, I'm just curious, there was hesitation on Section A1? Because Section A2 passed, which guarantees tenancy relocation and protection to most rental properties.
Yeah, there was definitely a fear, especially expressed by Councillor Adrian Carr, that if A1 passed in its current state, it could lead to secondary suites being taken off the market and reducing Vancouver's already slim vacancy rate that I believe is at like
0.9, something around there.
Yeah.
And secondary suites don't fall into this category of protected rental properties. But in the end, the motion passed, did it not?
Yep. It passed with unanimous consent.
Yeah. And that's no small feat because we had the NPA voting for it. And traditionally, they have not been as supportive of policies that protect renters. So that was quite something. But it is important to note that it passed with a couple amendments, as we've been talking about. And those amendments were to Sections A1 and D. And they will be revisited in 3 months.
Right. And Mayor Stewart was very clear that nothing had been taken out of the bill and that council was simply asking for more time to consider the unintended implications of these sections.
Right. And of course, like, something could be taken out in the future.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So after they revise it and they might determine we need to reword this or we need to take this out. So, I mean, it basically means more waiting and more uncertainty for renters in precarious positions.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
But considering that Cope City Councilor Gene Swanson was the one to first table this motion and to table it in a stronger form than it was passed, I wonder what her thoughts were on the version of the motion that actually passed.
Yeah, I think there was definitely some dissatisfaction on her end.
In all my 40 years of working for things, whenever you try hard to get something that's strong, it gets mushed down, and this definitely got mushed down.
What do you think it would take for things not to get mushed down? Do you appreciate the process here? Do you think it's valid that
they
made changes?
The process that I appreciate is the process of the tenants, door knocking, organizing, helping to write a motion, coming to council, lobbying, going to the media, writing articles, supporting each other, being courageous with landlords. You know, Michael Weeb said, you know, it's not right that the landlords aren't here. The landlords met behind closed doors. The landlords refused to share their letters. So.
Yes, thank you very much. I'd also like
the moment Gene is referring to was a very memorable one, when Vancouver Green Party councillor Michael Weeb said that the number of speakers who'd come out to speak on this motion and the amount of people in the City Hall chambers showed only one side of this issue. Let's take a listen to exactly what he said.
However, the process I felt for this motion had some aspects that didn't feel like good governance. And that was one of the issues I had, and that's why I did support the referral motion, is that I felt like we were not getting proper information on such a big component to do it properly. And I think that's something that we have to look at in our process guidelines as we move forward, where amendments were being made to the motion after the speakers had ended the choice to sign up and speak here. I think that that's unfair. I think it's unfair that we didn't get voices from both sides here in the council chambers. I think that it's unfair. And I know, I think it's also...
Please show respect to the councillors, thank you.
And this is exactly what I'm talking about right now. And I know this isn't popular, but when you have... No. When you have an environment that you can't have proper democracy, where you can't have proper conversations, and you can't have proper dialogue, and that's why I really appreciate the meetings I had with everyone last night, including the BTU, because when we have dialogue to create good public board governance, this is what we need. When you have proper...
So, Councillor Weeb thought a few things about the enactment of this motion were unfair, one of them being that they didn't get to hear from both sides of the issue that day in City Hall. The voices from the landlords came in the form of mail and private meetings with councillors, rather than a presence at City Hall. Despite Councillor Weeb's claims that the process which led to this motion passing was unfair, and Councillor Swanson's disappointment in how the amendment had been watered down from the renter protections she had originally sought, spirits were high in City Hall, and Wendy Peterson of the Vancouver Tenants Union called the motion's passing historic.
This is historic. So require landlords to offer displaced tenants the opportunity to temporarily move out for the necessary duration of the renovations without their leases ending or rents increasing.
After the motion passed, we spoke with Green City Councillor Pete Fry. Councillor Fry was visibly torn between supporting Councillor Swanson's motion in its entirety, or supporting Mayor Kennedy Stewart's amendment to defer sections A1 and D. In the end, Fry chose to vote for Stewart's amendment.
This motion is saying to both renters and landlords, maybe.
Well, I think it's saying that we have a new city council, for sure, and we have a different set of priorities than the previous councils, that we are prioritizing the interests of renters over industry. I think when you look at those, the results... and we did meet with industry, as many of us did, including members of the MPA, and they still came around to support this. And I think what that says is that, yes, industry has concerns. A lot of them weren't really valid concerns. In fact, when we looked at the creation of new market rental, those aren't really affected by vacancy control because you can just build them and set the rents at whatever you want them to be. So vacancy control really only deals with between tenancies. So a lot of those concerns that the industry were putting forward were... were possibly a little exaggerated in that context. So we're sending a signal that we need to control this crisis. We need to sort of staunch the flow. And once we get our vacancy rates back up to a healthier form, we can, you know, revisit those concerns of industry about how they can make more money off the backs of tenants. But in the meantime...
According to Pete Fry, council is sending a message that they're prioritizing tenants over housing industry profit. Vancouver Tenant Union Steering Committee member Marina Clausen is still, however, skeptical. According to her, council should be going further to protect tenants.
And so the reality is that they were actually talking about, and Michael Weed was talking about, both sides, meaning that it sounds a little like Trump, doesn't it? Like, you got to hear the developer, you got to hear the tenant. So that essentially is why they tabled it, because they're afraid of the ideological statement that they believe in vacancy control. The other C, B, and C.
What is that ideological statement, though, if you were to summarize it concisely? Like, what is that statement?
That housing is a human right, and that we deserve to have housing protected from predatory capital, which is a word that Pete Fry used, but apparently it's not going far enough, because the reality is that predatory capital is all landlords and all developers. The housing should be something that we are afforded as a basic human right. It's not something that should be up for debate or something that you can profit on. In fact, even if you let this motion go forward as it originally stand the whole way through, you would still have landlord profit. But we're talking about massive profit being cut. Massive profit that is totally, totally unjust. So that's the part that I think is really, really key about this.
Housing is a human right. Though Gene Swanson's motion wouldn't have enshrined that value into law, even if it had passed in its entirety, what Marina and other folks at the VTU are trying to do is legitimize the message that housing as a commodity is itself problematic. Whether or not they'll be successful is yet to be known. But in the meantime, Gene Swanson has called the VTU's organizing the strongest she's seen in Vancouver in the last 40 years. And looking ahead, Swanson will be waiting for the city's report on sections A1 and D to be released in March, as the VTU keeps up momentum for renters' rights.
And then we'll reassess the situation and definitely keep tabs on when that report comes out and make sure that it comes out on time, because a lot of times it doesn't. And, you know, go for it. And in the meantime, we got to start keep fighting for vacancy control, and the tenants will keep doing their door knocking and their going to the RTB and fighting for each other.
Thank you for listening. This story was reported by Zoe Power, Andy Laidman, Samuel Jones, and myself, Alex DeBoer. Editing by Zoe Power and Alex DeBoer. Writing and editing by Alex DeBoer. Song featured is Forget Me by Young Carts. Special thanks to the News Collective at CITR.